National Enemy of the People Tour, Giant Records recording artist Warren Zevon.
time I'm walking all down the street, some Saturday night woman come breaking down on me. Stop breaking down, mama, please stop breaking down. This stuff I gotta bust your brains out. Lord, it'll make you lose your mind. I gave my baby 99 degrees. Her jumped up and thrown a pistol down on me. Stop breaking down, mama, please stop breaking down. Cause this stuff I gotta bust your brains out. Lord, it'll make you lose your mind.
Here again. It's nice to be in the South finally, isn't it? What do you say? How are you feeling tonight? You feel good? I feel kind of wild tonight. Kind of wild. Kind of a fool, you know.
I think you should go with it. I think you should let it roar. You should go for it.
You think so? I'm going to try to restrain myself, do you?
Yeah, no. Go crazy.
Do you know Gerf? Gerf Morlick. You know Dan? Dan Dugmore?
Thank you. They fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Oh, and the Thompson gunner. Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Rowan was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Rowan dead. And that son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off a Roland's head. Muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. Found him down in Brazzaville, in a bar room drinking gin. Roland named his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gun. Rolling the headless Thompson gunner. Rolling the headless Thompson gunner. I'm talking about the man. Rolling the headless Thompson gunner. Thank you. Colonel Thompson there, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, and he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, and Berlin.
Love God.
singing like, I don't know whether it's trying to play like Floyd Kramer or trying to sing like George. It makes me sweat, you know, singing like George Jones.
I thought you were singing like James Earl Jones.
Well, that's not easy either, girl. Sweating when I sing like Slim Whitman, though, don't you?
Come on.
That's an old song. I put out that Hindu Love Gods record last summer, but I'm going to start another one in a couple of months. I've written a lot of new songs. written some new songs with a couple of my oldest friends, Waddy Wachtel and Leroy P. Marinell. Leroy's admirers are everywhere, aren't they? Legion. Last remember not to tell me. This is one of them that is called Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Yourself to these multi-instrumental virtuosos, to Lucinda Williams, producer, and on loan to us temporarily, unfortunately, from Michael Penn's band. And
you used to play with Harry Dean Stanton. It's an unusual distinction.
Mr. Girth Morlix. Just one girth.
I know. Emphasis.
Are you
emphasis?
The ebullient, sir. And formerly we were in a band called Ronan with Waddy Wachtel, and also with James Taylor and David Crosby and Linda Ronstadt for a number of years. My old friend, widely regarded as the finest pedal steel player in the world, Mr. Dan Dugmore. We thought we'd do another of those old tunes of mine that Linda Ronstadt recorded so many years ago. But this one in particular, I don't know. I know that Dan probably played it every night in those stadiums and arenas all over the world for week in, week out, year in, year out, year after year. You must be kind of sick of this number by now, Dan, huh?
Well, you see, I'm actually not sick of it, Warren. We only put it in the set when we knew you were coming to the show.
They like the new stuff better than the old stuff. That's what I hope, you know. Yeah, otherwise it's Ahu in North Las Vegas. You know what I'm talking about?
She killed me.
in the factory, 6 days a week in the factory, up early in the morning in the factory. I've been working in the factory, Johnny, I've been working in the factory, kicking asbestos in the factory, punching out Chryslers in the factory, breathing up plastic in the factory, making polyvinyl chloride in the factory.
Fucking Elvis Costello songs every night, right?
Grandpa pissed his pants again. He don't give a damn. Brother Billy has both come strong. He ain't been right since Vietnam. Sweet home Alabama, play that Ted Band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Sister Sally, Grandpa's dying of cancer now. The cattle all have brucellosis. We'll get through somehow. Sweet home Alabama, play that Ted Band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Drop in, see if I can drink enough. Very much to country living. Sweat, piss, tears, and blood. Sweet home Alabama, play that Ted Band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Sweet home Alabama, play that Ted Band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long.
These three friends of mine were in the studio one afternoon. We started jamming, and what was this guy from PBS or something? It was some kind of fucking biography. Pete Buck, Bill Berry, and Mike Mills. And we were making an album. We had a little time off. We recorded a bunch of blues songs and country tunes, and one sort of very unlikely song. We weren't really thinking in terms of MTV that afternoon, but here it is, and there you have it. Nor was I really, like, reflecting on the fact that this has something of a sexist lyric, you might say. I realize that since Prince wrote it, it's in the James Joyce kind of category, but whenever I sing it, I kind of feel like Andrew Dice Clay, you know?
Oh!
Like my kind, 'cause I was a bit too easily. Now I was always busy doing something close to nothing, different than the time before. That's when I saw her, oh I saw her, she walked in through the outdoor, outdoor. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. When it was warm, she didn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. She had the nerve to ask me if I meant to do her any harm. So I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down my old man Johnson's farm. Now rainy days never turned me on. Something about the way the clouds and her mixed. You know, she wasn't too bright, but the way she kissed me, I knew she knew how to get her kicks. For a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. When it was warm, she didn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her.
And if California slides, it's
to the ocean. Like the mystics and statistics say it will. I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one who leaves. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands. Trying to find a girl who understands me, but except in dreams, you never read me free. Don't the sun look angry at me? I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum. It went. Yeah.